Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Hi, my name is Shirley Harshberger-Pridgett. I own Harshberger Assisted Living at 7202 West Libby Street in Glendale, Arizona. I'm inviting you to come over and visit my care home for the elderly. I have a 24-hour awake staff, and I care for all phases of illness, including hospice, Alzheimer's, and dementia. You don't need an appointment, just drop by. My phone number is 623-842-1408. Again, it's 623-842-1408. Mention David Isaac's name, and your loved one's deposit will be free. Thank you, and God bless.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And of course, if it is the third Monday of each month, it must be North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour. Yes, it is, with absolutely the best, not only executive director I've ever seen in my life, and as our guests can see, I've had a long life by the looks of me, although I do have long hair, but the best networker of all time. I've never seen anyone this great. Jason Bressler, executive director for the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
You're more than welcome. And of course, you're blushing right now. Yes, he is.
I am.
Well, you really are talented. You're super talented. And it's, you know, what it reminds me of. And then we'll introduce our guest who won as a member. The opportunity to be here for a half hour and talk about, you know, what makes them unique and their business and all those type of things. But it really is incredible to me how innovative, creative, and your style is unique, because a lot of people have the, you know, the iPhones and the iPads and, you know, all electronic, and they lose sight of the human spirit. You never lose sight of the human spirit. You have this book that looks like it weighs 50 pounds with business cards, thousands of them, and all. And like off there, you said, Dave, who do you want to meet? And you'll just get out a card and say, oh, I know that type of person. Boom, there it is.
I always aspire to be a resource to everyone that I meet. I always want to make sure that every member and every prospective member is able to utilize me as a resource. You never know who you can connect someone else to. You never know the valuable connections and friendships that can be made. And I just love helping people. I love helping business owners succeed. I love helping make the community a better place. There isn't any feeling more rewarding than helping someone realize a goal or a resource or an opportunity that makes them better both personally and professionally.
You know, that is so well said, and that's what life should be about. It's about helping people's lives, their businesses, uplifting the burdens of people, enhancing their lives, paving the way for success to make it easy. Not everyone can do that. Jason Bressler and the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, they actually do it. They don't talk about it. They do it, and I'm just happy to be part of the chamber.
Well, thank you. We're so honored to have you and your organization as part of the chamber. We very much appreciate your support.
Well, thank you so much. And today, the winner of the event to be on the radio show. You do it every month, so it's only for members, so you better sign up now. And do you do that at the lunches? You
give at
it
the
away?
Lunches.
Okay,
yes.
The lunches. What, any particular
the
one?
Second Tuesday lunch.
The second Tuesday lunch. And if you put your name in the hat or however you do that, you can win not a trip to Hawaii, even better, right here on Breakthrough Thinking North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour, and talk about your business and anything you want to talk about. And that being said, today's winner is Patrick Walker, Allstate Insurance. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, David. How are you?
I am great, and it's really a pleasure to have you here. And you never thought you'd be sitting here, first time on the radio, with, well, just not, I'm not going to even count me, but Jason Bressler, the executive director.
Exactly.
How many people get that opportunity?
Not too many. It's a privilege.
It really is.
Thank you.
And so, Patrick, you know, we talked a little bit off the air earlier, and it was interesting. I really like what you had to say, you know, and before you said a word, sometimes, and I'll talk to Jason also about this. You know, Jason, sometimes you can just sense a person by their energy. Patrick didn't even say anything yet because I didn't ask him any questions. But the way he answered the phone was like, there was like a smile in his voice. It was phenomenal. Not many people have that. And Patrick, I want to congratulate you. Your communication from a nonverbal level is superb. It makes people feel welcome, that you care about them, that you will absolutely take good care of them. I bet that's what makes you unique.
Well, yeah, and that's, yeah, I appreciate that because it is something that's important to me, not only in business but in life in general. So the fact that you would pick up on that is awesome. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely! I bet people have told you that before.
I have been told that. And it's you know, it's one thing to be told that, but then it's also another thing to be able to go out and make contributions to people's lives and also create positive energy in different cultures, different groups, different, you know, amongst different people. And so that's always been something that's been important to me, no matter what I've been doing.
Which really sort of supports what I've been saying for a long time, in that, one's inner qualities becomes very important in business, because this reflects your inner qualities. What comes out, your voice tone, your body language, is a reflection of your innermost thoughts and feelings. That must mean that you are just a happy person. Am I right?
I certainly try to be. I don't think anyone can be happy all the time, but I'm definitely not one of those people that focuses on the negative. I mean, certainly negative things are going to happen in life, and that's part of life, but how we handle those things and how we move forward and how we perceive those things is what really makes the difference.
Well, there's no question about that. And Jason, as I was describing this, I could see you were nodding. Is that what you noticed too about Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. Patrick's energy is off the charts. He's a true professional, and I'm confident in referring him in Allstate constantly to members of the chamber and prospects that are considering coming to the chamber. Patrick exemplifies what the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce is all about. folks that have integrity, folks that care about their community, and folks that do business with each other. It's a privilege to have Patrick and Allstate as part of our chamber.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I anyone could sense that. And, you know, and there's a general rule in business, and people like to do business who they like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's simple as that. Now, yeah, you got to be technically competent because just because someone has, you know, is likable doesn't go a long way if they can't perform. But if you can perform and your likability quotient, meaning you care about others, is strong, you'll never have, ever have problems in business because you like people. And I know that's what you were talking about of how you care for people. One of the things that make you unique and different in business. Why don't you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, the foundation is just that, the fact that I care about people. When it comes to insurance, there's many insurance people out there, and a lot of good ones. The key is am I focusing on just getting myself a sale, or am I truly looking in depth into the person so that I can help them get what they need? We just recently were speaking with one of our financial people at our office where he was giving us some scenarios when it comes to life insurance, and he gave us a statistic that just blew my mind, and it really made me realize how important my role is when it comes to insurance. He said that Allstate has 1,000 customers a day that pass away, which is a startling statistic, but the part that's even more startling is that only 30 of those customers have life insurance. And some of the stories that were passed on to us of families that are just turned upside down in every way imaginable, from the oldest to the youngest, it's heartbreaking. And you know, their conversation to us in the office was just make sure you ask them, or make sure you let them know that we have it. You don't have to be a pushy salesperson, but make sure they at least know, because how do we have the statistics so out of balance where so many people pass away and they don't have the insurance necessary to take care of their family and their loved ones afterwards. So, I take that very seriously. I don't want to be the pushy salesperson. I don't like to be sold like anyone else. But when it comes to insurance, we also want to make sure that we're getting what we need. And when it comes to life insurance, that's powerful. The last thing you want is a family that you built this wonderful foundation with, and then all of a sudden you pass away and you're the primary breadwinner, and the entire family is decimated. Your kids can't go to college. Your kids have to work. Instead of doing the things that you had planned for them. So it's a powerful thing, and it's something that's resonated with me since he had that conversation with us.
I like what you said. I mean, you know, there's stereotypes in every industry, you know, and it's just how it is. It's not necessarily true, but it developed that way. Like, CPAs. You think of a CPA as a, I'll fill in the blank, CPA as a, or is a, keep it clean.
Okay.
You could hear bean counter, accountant, tax preparer. Jason, if I said CPA, first word?
Accountant.
Yeah. I mean, and it limits one's thinking when you think, you know, when you put labels like attorneys. What's the first word that comes to mind, Patrick? Be nice.
Ambulance chaser. Okay,
exactly. Attorneys.
Legal.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then you can go on. Engineers. Let's play this word game. Engineer?
I think of big buildings.
Engineer?
Computers.
Yeah. Or narrow-minded. I mean, but it doesn't mean that. It just has a stereotype with it. So, insurance agents. Well, look, before we go there, and it's not in any particular order, let's reverse it. Jason, car salespeople.
Pushy.
Okay. Car salespeople.
Car salespeople?
Yeah.
I could see pushy as well.
Okay. So, you know, it's a stereotype, but it also is a blessing because you have the opportunity to redefine who you are and make yourself the diamond in the rough. I did that with my CPA firm in Century City in California. Is most people would think, oh, an accountant, the bean counter, you know, sort of like, yeah, you know, credibility, but, you know, just so-so, blah, blah, you know, conservative, boring. So I redefined it. I didn't want my clients to think of me as a CPA or accountant. I said, I'm your business advisor, your consultant. It uplifted everything. And the way you were talking, Patrick, that's what you're doing. You're redefining insurance agent. Because if I said to Jason, insurance agent, first word.
Wow.
Maybe I would just say a lot of them.
Yeah, I just I don't know.
Competition.
Competition, yeah. Probably.
And if I said insurance person, you would say?
Necessary.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's all one's perception of it. But I think it's an opportunity to redefine, and I like how you redefined it because you mentioned pushy salesperson, and that says that is not who you are. Mm-hmm. But I think of you as you're caring for your clients as, hey, you just want to give them the menu so they can choose. If someone doesn't know something exists, then that's a disservice. But yeah. You say, here's the menu. There's some things, consider. If it works for you, do it. If it doesn't, don't. That's what I do as a CPA because they're blown away when they think of, wow, you do strategic planning. You integrate NLP with business. You do lease negotiations. And they go, I didn't know CPAs do that. They don't know. They don't ask. So just redefine it. Broaden your perspective. I suggest that for all businesses. Just show your skill sets, and then they choose. You might have to explain what it means if you don't have it. If you do have it, like in life insurance, that would be important to explain the consequences both ways.
Absolutely.
So that makes sense. Now, what other ways do you think you're unique? I mean, we talked about your people skills, basically your care, your concern. What else makes you and your organization unique?
Our agency is unique in this way. I've all of us have had insurance forever. And one of the things we do at this particular agency is we do policy reviews on a regular basis. Mm. So let's say your car insurance needs to renew, of course, every 6 months for most companies. Usually you just get the renewal in the mail and that's what it is. And sometimes you don't like what you see and you might start shopping around. What we do is we get them before you get them. Our agency will take a look at those pre-renewals before you actually get the renewal in the mail. And then we immediately start dissecting those policies to find other scenarios. One, we want to make sure you're properly covered. But then two, we're also going to make sure, are they getting all the discounts they're supposed to be getting? Because sometimes discounts will just fall off going through the process. Oh. And that's not just Allstate, that's many companies. And so if we don't do that review, they could end up getting a couple $100 tacked onto their policy and they don't even know why or they might not even realize that it happened. We don't do that. We review the policies before they get them. And literally, when the clients at this particular office hear from us ahead of time saying, well, this is what the policy is going to come to you as, but I've went through this and I found out that we can reduce that by $250. And oh, by the way, here's one of the coverages that we want to make sure that we revisit with you based on some of the other things you've told us. They're blown away by the fact that we would go out of our way to reduce their they don't see insurance agents as someone that would do that. They feel like we'd be taking money out of our pocket, which the way we look at it, although sure, we're going to reduce the premium, but if they know that we're constantly looking out for them month after month, year after year, they're not going to worry about whether they're being taken care of the right way. They know that we're always looking out for them, and that's what separates this agency from any other agency around.
I love that, Jason. That is the epitome of just a great human being that happens to be in business.
Absolutely. Patrick is extremely passionate about taking care of his clients. His company is well-respected in the community and certainly in our Chamber of Commerce. And you can't say enough about Patrick and his organization. You really can't.
No question about it. And let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. This is, of course, the third Monday of the month from 3 to 4. Thus, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring Jason Bressler, Executive Director, and special in-studio guest Patrick Walker, Allstate. We'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
At Birenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, this is the third Monday of the month, and every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4. It is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring Jason Bressler, Executive Director. And then also you rotate often Gordon Parkman, Luke Schaefer. Fun action. It's always fun. We had you all here at one time once. That was just like a party.
Yes, it was.
It was party time. And, of course, special in-studio guests from Allstate, his own insurance agency, Patrick Walker, the member who won this month's radio segment. This is so. How do you like it so far?
It's fantastic. I'm enjoying it very much.
I know he has a contract already out there. He wants me out. He wants to be the host 5 days a week, 2 to 4, Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
There you go.
I got my little plug-in. All right, I did it under the disguise of Patrick Walker. This is so cool. Anyway, we've been talking about what makes you unique, and it's people. You know, you care about your people, and that is so important, no question about it. Talk about what you do now. You know, we have some more time to talk a little bit about that. In the second half hour, we're going to have you stay if you can, and we'll talk more about the chamber events. A lot of things going on. But talk about what you do so people know what's on your menu. Remember we talked about the menu? What is on your menu?
Well, when it comes to insurance, we cover everything. Property casualty, boats, automobiles, homes, off-road vehicles. We do business insurance. We do, of course, life insurance, which we referenced to earlier. So we're a full service agency. There's nothing that we can't cover. And it's with the way that we do our business, you know, property and casualty is the foundation. So, you know, automobiles and homes. We have several things that separate us from other companies in that area. But I think that what we've alluded to earlier is probably the thing that separates us the most is the personal touch. And the fact that we really do look after our customers. Our retention rates are some of the highest in the company at this particular agency. Jay LaSalle has gone to great lengths to make sure that this particular agency stands out from that standpoint. And I have been, extremely excited to be part of such an operation that has worked this way.
And that's important, having retention. And Jason, you could talk about that too. Really, almost any business, if you're not retaining your customers, it's one thing to get new ones, but take care of the ones you have because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's easier. Well, let me ask you, let's throw this out for discussion. Jason, is it easier to retain customers or get new ones?
Well, I've always said it's easier to retain the ones you have, and you have to do that through personalized service, through ensuring that when they have an inquiry or a question, that you answer that question right away, and that you're a resource for them, and that you show that you care, not just tell them.
You know, very, very well said. Resource and caring. Wow, that goes a long way, doesn't it? I mean, that goes a long way. Patrick, same question. How important is it to, or what would be more, what would be easier to retain customers or get new customers?
It is definitely better to retain customers. I've been on both sides of that fence in the insurance business. The agency that was a scratch agency where all we did was try to find new customers.
Oh.
And now an agency that's one of the larger agencies in the state where they have a very large book of business that they have done a masterful job of maintaining and developing extraordinary customer service rankings within the company and as an industry as a whole. So, yeah, I was on that side where we didn't really have a book of business and we had to dig in to try to build the agency, yeah. In that way. And that's tough. That's a tough way to grow a business.
And what we're saying here to the listeners is that it's not a choice. You don't do A or B, but make sure you pay attention to your customers as the key, there's no exclusion here, but and go out and try to get new customers if your goal is to expand. I mean, it may not be, but if it is, make sure you make your current customers happy, make sure they're happy, and then bring in other customers so they could be part of your family.
Absolutely.
I mean, right, Jason?
Absolutely.
That's what you do.
Yes, absolutely. We always tell our members again and that we're going to take care of them, and we do. And ultimately, they're going to tell their contacts to be a part of the chamber. So that's how we've grown, through referral. So if you take care of your current customers, your current clients and members, then they're going to refer other people to your organization, and then it's going to grow and be best for everyone.
There's no question about that. And also, I would say, we'll get into this later. I was going to go through some of the activities that you have, but let's continue talking to Patrick for a little while longer, and then we'll open up the discussion from a chamber perspective. So give us a little background about yourself. I know we talked a little bit, and I think you may have got your customer orientation in from personal training, right?
I worked several years with Lifetime Fitness, both in Dallas and for a short period of time here in Scottsdale, and think very highly of the company and had the opportunity to reach many people and change many lives in that time I was doing that. And so, oddly enough, being in the insurance business, there is a relation between that type of business and this type of business. It's all about looking out for what's best for the individual you're working with. When I was a personal trainer, I also was in charge of nutrition, and I have a holistic lifestyle certification. I'm part of the Arizona Holistic Chamber of Commerce, which I know is a partner of the North Phoenix Chamber as well. And So it's something I'm very passionate about. It's something that even through our agency, we've talked about me doing presentations on wellness and nutrition and how it all relates to be whole. Many times when it comes to that industry that I was in prior to this, most personal trainers will only focus on exercise or maybe a little bit of nutrition. There has to be a balance of everything. It has to be mind, body, nutrition. There has to be a little bit of all of it if you really want to be the best you possible. You know, we talked about life insurance earlier. There's nothing I would like to do than to be able to sell a policy to somebody, but at the same time teach them how to stay healthy so that they don't have to use that policy for a very long time.
You know, I like what you said. This is really resonates with me, and Jason, probably you too. I mean, the holistic approach to life, I don't think there's anything better, because you look in America, maybe worldwide, but I know in our society these days, we seem to be out of balance a little bit, right? Either we're not looking at balancing our lives, and talk a little bit about
that's
important.
It's so huge, and I've worked with, boy, I could honestly say hundreds of customers over the past several years, and in that, working with them on a one-on-one basis and seeing the imbalance in their life and how it affects them and it affects their loved ones, it affects their health. As a nation, we are as unhealthy as any nation has ever been in the world ever. And we have more obese children in America today than has ever existed in the history of the world. And that's a scary thought. So, causes that will actually help people move towards balance are powerful. And again, we talked about exercise, we talked about nutrition, but even the whole psychological part of it all. You talked a little bit earlier about neuro-linguistic programming. I mean, understanding how the brain works and how you can, make it work for you instead of against you is so powerful and so exciting for me. That's a big part of my life and always will be going forward, without question.
And another reason why Patrick is unique in the insurance business, you bring in so much more than just the product. I always said, let's see what you guys think of this. What can you do that is beyond your product or service? What can you give that's beyond your product or service? Think about that statement. If people focused in on that, I think they not only would retain more clients, they would get a lot more clients, because mm-hmm. what you can do that's beyond your product or service is the key why people like you. Mm-hmm. Because if you just your product or service, then everyone's a number. But if you bring in a caring attitude, motivation, inspiration, just like you would drop on, you know, turn on a dime, for example, to help your clients or anyone, that like Jason here. There's no question Jason does that. That's why he's like a magnet. I mean, you've heard of babe magnets? This guy is a business magnet. But no, he's not. He's a people magnet. He just, everyone loves this guy. No, you really, I suggest people go out to the chamber events just to meet Jason. Oh. No, real, I'm not kidding you. How long have I known you? Say this because I've known, I call him the kid because I met him when he was, and he still looks young, but probably 12 years mm-hmm. ago, maybe 15.
Wow. Yep.
And I've seen, and he had the same style, and I was blown away then and blown away now.
Well, the exciting thing is what you just said, and I've my relationship with Jason is just recently developing, but you were giving me credit on the energy, and Jason certainly has that thing. There's no question about that.
No doubt at all. Let's take another quick break because it's getting hot because Jason is blushing red and the fire is igniting. This is Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4, starring Jason Bressler, Executive Director, and in-studio guest Patrick Walker from Allstate. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Thank you. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4, starring none other than Executive Director Jason Bressler. Hey, I need some applause on that. Watch this. Delay. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, our special in-studio guest who won this by attending, by becoming a member, or was a member, but winning at one of the lunches, the second lunch of the month, right?
Second Tuesday.
And here he is doing a radio show, and he's doing a great job. Yep. Patrick Walker in this corner, Allstate Insurance.
And enjoying it.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure having you on, and we're going to spend a little time now, and we'll all join in on the discussion about what's going on with the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. All I've seen, it's on fire. Membership just flying out, up and up and up, and the membership, the attendance, I should say, at the activities was just great. I was at, what was that mixer, at the Blue Martini or something? That was a good one.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Over 125 people attended that event.
That was fun. And you got, why don't we go through what's going on, and then we'll talk more about the chamber in general.
Sure. Well, we have our third Thursday meet and mingle event, and we're going to be over at the Moon Valley Country Club from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. this Thursday, and we're expecting over 100 to be in attendance.
Ooh.
It's going to be networking in a casual, relaxed environment, and yours truly, as well as our staff members and members, will be committed to making sure you get the referrals and introductions that you and your business are seeking. We'll also be discussing our charity golf tournament, which will be held at the Moon Valley Country Club on Friday, April 26th. We still have a few golfer spots remaining, and we're always looking for prizes, silent auction items, raffle items, and items for 144 prize bags. It's going to be a great tournament, and we're benefiting the March of Dimes Arizona chapter. And we also have a lot of other charity walks coming up. March of Dimes is doing their March of Babies walk, and North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce is going to have a team on Saturday, April 13th at the Wesley Bowen Plaza. 8 o'clock is when the official start time is, and 7 a.m. there'll be breakfast and registration. So we welcome anyone to participate as a walker or a runner with us. And then on the same weekend, April 12th and April 13th, we are having a team at the Relay for Life in the North Valley at Paradise Valley Community College, and that's to benefit the American Cancer Society. So we welcome, again, walkers, runners, to be a part of this wonderful event to benefit an awesome organization that just joined the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have a lot of charity events and opportunities for folks to get involved in their community, and we welcome everyone to be involved and enjoy our wonderful events.
Well, this is excellent. And then you do have lunches twice a month. Let's go over how those work.
Sure. The second Tuesday of every month, we have a lunch at a member location. Currently, we're doing those at Moon Valley Country Club from 11:30 to 1. And we have speakers or panelists come in and talk about a topic that is of interest to our members and our guests. This past Tuesday, we had our amazing board chair, Gordon Parkman, talk about creating an effective business strategy.
Oh.
The month before, we had Gray McQuarrie, one of our brand new members of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, come in as well and talk about, changing your thinking and that the solution to any business issue is within the four walls of your business. So it was a very interesting presentation. So next month, we're going to have a presentation about goal setting and time management. And, it's going to be great. And the fourth Tuesday, we have the next one is March 26th, and that one's going to be over at Upper Crust Pizza and Wine Bar, which is by the 101 in Cave Creek. And this is an opportunity for businesses to talk about what they do and professionals to come in and have a commercial and tell everyone how they can support them, what's an ideal referral for them, and what community events they're working on. It's a great opportunity to find new clients, to find new referral partners, and to really help other members and other guests understand how they can support each other. Because that's the goal of our chamber. We really want our members to support each other.
And what type of attendance do you usually get at these luncheons?
At the luncheons, we typically get 70 to 75 attendees. We're growing every time we do these lunches. These are new events. We just started our new event schedule in January, and our event attendance has steadily increased.
Oh, no question. I've seen that. I've seen the North Phoenix Chamber over the years. I've known some of the executive directors the last maybe 7 to 8 years. Now, I'll tell you, it's interesting what momentum can do when you bring in a certain energy. It's just remarkable. You see it in athletic teams. Teams trade for what they call that energy guy. If you talk hockey, for example, they bring in that mover, that shaker, that fires up the team. And guess what? The team is fired up. Jason Bresler, you have done that. And I've seen dramatic, not just little increases, dramatic increases to the Chamber. It's such a fun place to be. The people are nice. Mm-hmm. The staff is so friendly. They make sure that you're being taken mm-hmm. care of.
Well, the bottom line is we want to personalize every member's and every guest's experiences. We want to make sure they have the resources, they have the opportunities that they wouldn't otherwise have if they didn't come to our events. And we are here to make sure that they have fun, that their experiences are memorable, and that hopefully they make some lifelong clients and lifelong friendships. We want to provide an energy that is second to none, and we want to make sure that every member and every guest is well taken care of.
So let me ask you this, for people that may be not familiar with what a chamber does, what it can do for you, what are some of the reasons to join? And mm-hmm. I bet everyone has different criteria, but what are some of the reasons that you hear, some of the reasons that you can fulfill for members?
Well, one is that we provide a venue for folks to create business opportunities and to meet ideal clients, ideal referral partners. Another is that we feel a need to help businesses get involved in their community. We have opportunities where they can help multiple charities, as we discussed before. So it's not just about how many clients they get. It's about how we can help the community as a group and the greater impact and the greater good of the community. Another is that we want to provide education to our members and guests, tips, strategies, opportunities to help them as business professionals succeed in a different manner that they never have before. We want to make sure that they have the skills, the opportunities, and the experiences from other professionals like yourselves so they can be even more successful. It's very, very important that we educate on what's going on in the community and what can help them and their businesses succeed and get to the next level. And of course, we provide partnerships, opportunities with other organizations so they can meet more people, so they can have a broad, diverse group of folks to network with and to get to know and not have to feel like they're standing in a corner wondering who to talk to when our staff and our members are committed to personalizing each other's experiences. It's a family. We try to promote it as a family. We're a community. And if we do things together and we work together and believe in collaboration, anything is possible.
You know what Jason is saying, Patrick? Strength in numbers.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. What does that mean to you when, if I say strength in numbers and you think of what Jason just said?
You know, when you get involved with people like Jason and many of the people that I've met since I've come back, it's powerful because not only you get yourself put in a position where people are actually looking out for you, you're literally building a sales force. I read a book once by Jeffrey Gitmer, the little black book of networking, and he has a little saying in there that's always stayed with me. It says, all things being equal, people like to do business with people that they like.
Yeah.
And then it comes right after that saying, and all things not being so equal, they still like to do business with people that they like. And I always thought that was powerful because if I have a product that might be one of, you know, maybe if the product's an exceptional product and I do my part, I'm going to do well. It's up to me. And in an organization like this that's truly looking out for plugging you in and helping you develop your business, it just puts you in a position to where you can't fail unless you choose not to succeed.
You know, when you said that, it's up to you know, to me, there's a little saying, if it's going to be, it's up to me.
Yeah.
And let's, maybe we should talk about that a little bit, because mm-hmm. personal responsibility, to know that it's not necessarily the external circumstances and situations that determine your fate. It's really your interpretation of that and how you respond to it. Patrick, why don't you take that one? Because I think you both will respond in a way that I'm thinking, because you're those type of guys. I mean, despite external circumstances, you can break through those obstacles.
Absolutely. And being proactive is so powerful. You know, the 7 habits of highly effective people, not to keep plugging books, but it's something that I've spent a lot of time learning and trying to apply to my life. And so when you're talking about taking responsibility, being proactive, taking responsibility for my life, instead of being reactive or pointing fingers at people as to why I'm not successful, I don't ever want to be one of those people. If something doesn't work, I have to look in the mirror and find out why, and build a plan to make sure that that is not the path I continue to stay on. And so taking responsibility is so vitally important in any aspect of life, not just business.
Wow, you could be a motivational speaker. I like this. He has a new career. Allstate, don't get mad at me. Okay, now, Jason, let's talk about this. Here's a concept that we're talking about related to being proactive. Obstacles, external or internal?
Well, to each his or her own, I guess. I really think that, you know, you can get out of it what you put into it, in the chamber. And as Patrick eloquently stated, you know, it's about accountability.
Yeah.
And you got to hold yourself accountable. And, you know, you're the one that has to make sure that you go and make the effort to support a chamber, to participate in a community activity, to call X amount of clients every day. If you take the initiative and you do the best that you can every day to accomplish your goals and objectives, then really you can't, you know, you can't, you win. I mean, it's what, and you're doing the best that you can to grow yourself, grow your business, and, you know, it's just like our chamber. I mean, folks can get involved in their chamber. It's, you know, there's the committees. We value their feedback. We value their participation. You know, their suggestions are critical. It's their chamber. So we grow this chamber based on what our members want and what our guests want. And that's why we have these committees, so everyone can decide together instead of one separate group of people, you know, what's best for their chamber.
You know, I like what you said. You hit all the great answers on that one, very consistent with, I think, how we all feel. You know, grow yourself. Do the best you can. Initiative. Take initiative. That means take action. Get up off the floor if you get knocked down. Hold yourself accountable. These are great concepts, being proactive. And it answered the question, obstacles, are they external or internal? And I believe it's virtually all internal, because that's what we're all saying here, is that the obstacles are fear. Obstacles are belief that you can't do it. Obstacles are maybe not the skill set you want, so get out there and learn it. Mm-hmm. That's what the chamber offers. I like it. I always said that your business will only grow to the level of your personal growth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Jason, take that one.
Oh, it absolutely makes sense. And if you limit yourself, that's doing yourself injustice. And, you know, if you've never networked before, for instance, I get folks contacting me. They don't know how to network. They've never done it before. They've never been part of a chamber of commerce, and they haven't given it a chance before. Mm. Well, you know, if you're going to limit yourself, then it's going to limit your business. It's going to limit your opportunities, and you're not going to grow personally and professionally. So why limit yourself? And there's no point.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And Patrick, you know, you realize that as well, because some of the books that you're quoting definitely are personal growth books. So does that make sense to you? Your business will only grow to the level of your personal growth.
Absolutely. No question.
So talk about that a little bit. You were familiar. I was shocked that you knew neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
You saw it, right, Jason? You saw me jumping up just before the show. Wow, someone knows NLP. A lot of people don't know about it. They do know about Tony Robbins. A lot of them do.
Yeah. Well, that's where I first learned it, is listening and studying some of his material, and then went out and started teaching it in my personal training practice for years, because I learned early on that it's between the ears that usually the ultimate issues lie. And I think that goes with business, that goes with our relationships, that goes with any aspect of our life. And so, you know, we talked about the being proactive and taking responsibility. You know, looking in the mirror and making sure you're self-evaluating yourself on a daily basis is so powerful. And the important thing is it doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes. And you had mentioned obstacles before. All of us are going to have obstacles that are going to fall in the way. It's how we perceive those obstacles, because, you know, we can jump. We don't have to turn back and go the other direction. And so there's many things, you know, the people that succeed in our culture have had obstacles and have had challenges in their lives. And you know, no matter who you're studying, There's a book, you know, there was a movie on Abraham Lincoln just recently. I mean, he failed over and over before he finally succeeded. And, you know, inspirational stories like that are powerful. And whenever you get into those ruts in life or business, or which we're all going to have at times, it's reflecting on those types of things and surrounding yourself with people like Jason and some of the other people that are powerful examples or people that can support you in those times where maybe you're coming off the tracks a little bit. Is so important. It's so important in every aspect of life.
So what you're saying, surround yourself with a certain type of a person, and I agree with that. That's very important. Find mentors. That is the chamber, though. We're describing the chamber, Jason. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's talk about that, because that's what is so interesting to me, is that this is a place where you can learn from others, like Jason and Patrick here, right in the studio. I mean, get out there, and I know personally that if someone asked you for help, hey, how do you do that? How do you grow a business? I bet you would just sit down either right there or set up an appointment and help someone.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the beauty of the chamber.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Phenomenal. So, Patrick, maybe we should have a mentorship program.
Maybe.
Do you have one?
We actually have partners that
do
mentorship programs.
Wow.
So we can definitely set folks up with those mentorship programs for sure.
You see, I think that was good. And environment is so important. If you think about it, one of the big things is, well, there was a show once. It didn't last that long, a sitcom called Misery Loves Company. It's actually one of my clients that was the star.
Really?
And I thought it was a good show. But, you know, it's tough in Hollywood, although he's done very well. He was on an entertainment show. Stephen First, Animal House, St. Elsewhere, The Dream Team. He was Flounder in his first job. Can you believe it?
Wow.
A great guy. I've known him 20 years. Great producer now. And has a great acting career. Now, the bottom line is who you surround yourself with. It's he made this sitcom, lasted a little while, Misery Loves Company. And I think that really reflects our society often, where people hang around with the same people with the same mindset, and there might be whining and complaining. That's not going to do you very good. And maybe it's time to look at a refreshing, energetic, enthusiastic place like the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, where you can experience a different type of mindset to start getting you into a whole different environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be contagious, Jason.
Absolutely. We are a positive, uplifting organization that is all about helping business owners and individuals succeed and get involved in their community and be excited about their opportunities and be excited to give back to their community. It's a wonderful organization of people that truly care about helping each other and helping the community they live in.
There's no doubt. And is that your experience, Sue,
Absolutely.
So far, Patrick?
Oh, no question.
And how important is that? I mean, really, I mean, look at the cultures. I mean, I won't mention names, but there's various organizations out, across America, really. And you can always tell, wow, this organization is off the charts, and this organization is absolutely pathetic. I won't mention names. As a business consultant, I see it. But changing that culture is just a must, because it's contagious. It breeds who the influencer is at that organization. And if they're negative and they're constrictive, right, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I've always said, what's the point in being negative? It's about being positive, and it's about enjoying life and appreciating what you have and appreciating the opportunities that an organization like a North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce or a professional like Patrick Walker or Dave Isaac can offer you and your business. That's really what it's all about.
It really is, and unfortunately, I would do a complete evaluation or reevaluation for the listeners on everyone you deal with. In other words, look at your professionals. I mean, from CPAs to attorneys, insurance to whoever you deal with, your vendors, your chambers. Look at their level, who they hang around with, because you will not grow past these guys or girls or women. I mean, yeah, politically correct, women, right? Uh-oh. Line one, Attorney General Office. Okay. Anyway, just kidding. But the thing is, it's that important, the mindset. This is all the collective mindset. So I really think that very, very important. So anyway, let's go over, make sure. I think we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. I'm thinking maybe not. How much? 4.5. I'm so close at this. I'm so good at guessing. All right. First of all, Patrick, give us your contact information. How do they get in touch with you? What's your, if you have a website, email, phone number, anyway.
Yeah, the phone number to the office that I can be reached at is 480-661-6373. I'm also on LinkedIn. Would love to connect to as many people that would like to connect to me on LinkedIn. You can find me at patrickwalker.info. And so that would be a great way to get me also. And you can always find us at allstate.com, and it's Jay LaSalle. It's his agency. And we're located right up off of the Scottsdale Road and 101 in North Phoenix, right on the border of Phoenix and Scottsdale, right behind the Whole Foods.
Well, that's nice. 101 where Harkins is.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. They used to have a McGrath's Seafood.
They did. It's been out of that building's been vacant for a while. I'm surprised. That's great location. I can't believe
nothing's moved in there. Yeah, it's a great. They still have a couple locations. All right, so Jason, how do they get in touch with you, the chamber, all these great events, the website? You got a lot of stuff.
Yes, we can be reached by phone at 602-482-3344. You can contact me at jason@northphoenixchamber.com or any one of our staff members at info@northphoenixchamber.com. And our website is www.northphoenixchamber.com. We'd love to have everyone and anyone who wants to be involved be a part of our awesome organization and our community.
So let me ask you this with just a few minutes left. Is the lunches... can non-members attend?
Of course. Guests are welcome to attend any of our events, any of our community events, initiatives. You know, we want our community involved. We want our folks to be a part of this, and we can make a greater impact together.
Well, that's important. So, you know, in other words, is there a limit on how many events they can go to before they have to sign up? Or
no, we want them to feel comfortable before making that final decision. And, you know, so we don't impose any limits.
Well, that's good to know, because why not, you know, at least attend an event first and see how you like it. And the next one, well, this Thursday.
Thursday.
At 5:30?
5:30, Moon Valley Country Club.
Yeah, and till 7 o'clock, right?
5:30, 7:30.
7:30. Oh, that's even better. Mm-hmm. And I will be there.
Great.
Patrick, you'll be there.
I'll be there.
And I know who's going to be there as well. Jason will be there, right?
Yes, he will.
Probably Luke will be there.
Yep. Gordon? I would think Luke and Gordon would be there.
Yeah. I mean, it is really fun, and that's a great venue. I mean, it's spread out. You know, some events from other organizations, you might feel real crowded, and but this is, like, really spread out. I remember I went there, well, it was a couple months ago, I think, and very enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a wonderful facility.
And it's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to host a golf event or a wedding or an anniversary party, or it's just a wonderful place to host any of your special events. Karen Krinsky is the contact there.
Oh, excellent. So they can go right on the website, North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, I suspect, and sign up, or at least notify someone that they're going to attend.
Absolutely, northphoenixchamber.com. You can register right on the site.
Well, this has been the fastest hour in radio history. And, of course, this is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday of the month, I should say, from 3 to 4. Patrick Walker, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy myself.
Absolutely. Jason Bressler, Executive Director, thank you. It's always a pleasure seeing you. I'll see you Thursday.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
And we'll see everyone tomorrow for more Breakthrough Thinking. And have a great night.